From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Maddox, and in this episode, we sit down with five-time Grammy Award winner Keb Mo. He joined us on our studio hotline. He had just played the Grand Ole Opry with Brad Paisley. We would talk about that experience. We'd also talk about his most recent album, the Grammy Award-winning Oklahoma. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Keb Mo.
Coffee, Country, and Cody.
And add Keb Mo to that mix this morning on 650 AM WSM, whom you heard with Brad Paisley. Brad bringing him on and taking him off. Brad thought he was a Grand Ole Opry host for just a little while. And Keb Mo, welcome in on Coffee, Country, and Cody. Will the circle be unbroken? What was running through your mind as you were singing that, standing on that, the most famous stage in country music history?
What was going through my mind is that how, if I had known I'd be on the Grand Ole Opry, I would have paid way more attention to Hank Williams.
As a kid growing up in South Central Los Angeles, it was your mother's record collection that really influenced you. Your father wasn't that much into music, as I recall.
No, I think he had two records, and little record player, but he didn't play it much.
Yeah. So, what did your mother's collection include that you loved?
There was a Jimmy Smith record, "Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf." There was Johnny Mathis' Greatest Hits. There was a Nat King Cole record. And there was a record by a singer named Gloria Lynn, live at the Thunderbird in Las Vegas.
Well, Kebo, this is Charlie. I have to tell you, I've only gotten in trouble with my wife twice on this show. Once is when we had Vince Gill in studio, or anytime Vince comes to see us, because she has never met him. And the other one was when I told her you were going to be on this morning, and she thought you were going to be in studio. And then when I told her it was on the phone, I got off the hook a little bit. But she's the one who first introduced me to your music. She was working at a coffee shop. Yeah, she was working at a coffee shop going through nursing school, and I would go see her every Saturday and Sunday morning. And the first time I walked in and heard Every Morning, I'm like, whoa, who is this? And we just fell in love with you. We went to the pageant in St. Louis to see you for her 30th birthday. We saw her with Shelby Lynn opening for you at the Ryman. So it's a pleasure to chat with you.
Wow, well, it's just a lot. Thank you so much. I'm always amazed that, when people come to see me.
I last saw you live with Garrison Keillor on Prairie Home Companion. You were a special guest, and Ricky Skaggs and Sharon White were there that night. Mm-hmm. At Ryman Auditorium when Garrison, that's been a while ago. And of course, we've shared the stage at the Opry together before. But I remember your introduction into country music. Correct me if I'm wrong. Keb Mo, if you just joined us on Coffee, Country, and Cody, off his Grammy Award-winning Best Americana album, Oklahoma, which we will feature in a moment, and the weekend at the Opry passed. But didn't Leroy Parnell invite you to be a part of some of his music early on?
Yes, he was doing some music to a movie called Happy Texas. And he invited me to come in the studio with him and sing with him on the theme song, Happy Texas. And that's probably the first time I recorded in Nashville.
And didn't you move here on the day of the flood? Isn't there some historic moment in your life related to that?
We moved here, and we got the truck here. The truck showed up. We flew into town. And actually, what was great about when we flew into town from moving from L.A., Reba McEntire was on the plane. I mean, she didn't know I was on the plane, and she probably didn't know me from a hole in the wall, but... But she was on the plane, so I felt like we were escorted into Nashville by Reba McEntire.
By country music royalty, right?
She was on the plane.
Well, Oklahoma has been a Grammy Award-winning project for you, Best Americana album. And you got some very special guests. And people say that about people on their albums or people that have come in to record with them or play in the case of musicians. But you really do. One of the ones that strikes me is your sweet wife, Robbie, whom I always enjoy visiting with. When I see you, you're performing, and she and I are backstage having a chance to get caught up. But she actually sings on this record, correct?
Yeah, she's the real talent in the house. But a lot of people don't know that, but she sits back. But she's an amazing singer and amazing person, and she is it. She is the whole deal. I'm just I'm just fronting for her.
Is it music that helped you find each other? How were you introduced?
Yeah, we were introduced. I met her in Los Angeles in Santa Monica. I went to get a phone, and she was working at the AT&T store. She just came to L.A., and I met her in the store, and that's where we met. And she invited me to Easter Sunrise Service the next week, the next Sunday. And, and then next thing you know, we're living in Nashville.
And that would be something you weren't unfamiliar with growing up, because your mother made sure you went to church, as I recall.
Yes, she did. She made sure I went. And that's where I learned about music. And my mother was serious about church. I'm kind of an explorer. I'm kind of like a jack of all trades when it comes to religion. I spent 15 years being a Buddhist. I read about all kind of philosophies, all kind of things, and more I read about all types of religions, the more I know that they're all true and that they're all valid. They're all working toward the same goal. So I don't mind going to any church or any place of worship. I love it all.
What was the church you grew up in as a kid?
The Baptist Church. Beulah Baptist Church in Watts, California.
That is Kevmo's story.
Bill, who was it we had in? Was it Darius Rucker who said, when you asked him, what'd you do on vacation? We didn't go, vacation? We didn't have any money. We went to church and to my grandmother's house. That's all we could do.
That's right.
We had no vacation.
Yeah.
When we had vacation. Did you have vacation Bible school as a kid growing up?
They had it, but I wouldn't go.
It was summertime.
We had to church, you went to church three times on Sunday sometimes.
Yeah. Our stories are so remarkably similar. As a Baptist preacher's kid, I can totally relate to Kev Mo's early life in South Central Los Angeles. Well, let's feature that title track here, Kev Mo, as we go to the break. We'll come back on the other side and wrap up. Best Americana album, one of five Grammys that he has won in his incredible career. Oklahoma. On Coffee, Country, and Keb Mo.
I can feel the spirit lifting me up, taking me higher. I can never get.
Grammy Award-winning Merck, and that's Best Americana album, title track, Oklahoma. Keb Mo is our special guest, and 40 seconds or so before we say goodbye, where are we going to see you? When will we see you next after all this craziness is over?
I have a show booked at the Sittery Winery in Nashville on August 1st and 2nd, and a socially distanced show where people will be probably wearing masks and sitting far apart. But nonetheless, we're going to get started and get back in there and start performing again. So
I know you can't.
Very, very careful. Very careful, because we don't want to make things worse. We want to make things better.
Keb Mo on Coffee, Country, and Cody.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.